SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A high-level meeting in Israel as Vice President Vance meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel's president, other top officials, talking about the future of the Gaza peace plan. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolan Nell says Vance is sounding upbeat while acknowledging the many challenges that exist.
He said progress is better than he expected. And while he's reiterated President Trump's warnings that if Hamas doesn't cooperate, it will be obliterated, when he meets Israeli leaders, he's also expected to press for them to make difficult concessions. The U.S. wants progress on setting up an international stabilization force and formation of a new government for Gaza, as well as disarming Hamas. Washington has also urged patience amid Israeli frustration over Hamas's pace of returning deceased hostages.
The Republican-led Senate preparing for yet another vote on a GOP plan for ending the government shutdown, now in its 22nd day. Ukraine is reporting a large-scale Russian drone and missile attack. It killed at least six people, including a woman and her two daughters. Trump officials figure the time is right to start refilling the nation's emergency oil reserves drained by the previous administration.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The Biden administration sold record amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, including a 180 million barrel sale after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
At least 46 people killed, a highway crash in western Uganda involving two buses and a couple of other vehicles. On Wall Street, Dow futures 4 points higher. This is SRN News. No more non-binary passports for U.S. citizens.
President Trump's order that all travelers be identified as either male or female is now in effect for customs and border protection officials. That means airlines will only accept passports with a male or female designation for people traveling into or out of the country. The president has vowed to eliminate all residue of the Biden administration's four-year campaign to promote transgenderism in every office of the executive branch and throughout the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools are suing over the U.S. Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policies supporting transgenderism. City officials argue that the department acted without the required notice or hearing. The Trump administration says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. This is SRN News. A man pardoned for his involvement in the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol may be going back to jail if these charges prove true.
A man whose convictions for storming the U.S. Capitol were erased by President Donald Trump's mass pardons has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher P. Moynihan is accused of sending a text message that read, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live." Moynihan also wrote that Jeffries must be eliminated and texted, "I will kill him for the future." To extremists, Jeffries said,
"You better watch how you talk when you talk about me."
Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
American ranchers have a beef with President Trump. It concerns the president's plan to cut record beef prices by importing more meat from Argentina. U.S. ranchers enjoying some rare profitable years fear Mr. Trump's plan will put an end to that while having little, if any, impact on prices paid by consumers. SRNNews.com.